Hi and hello, I am Alwani and today I am joined by
Joshua.
Okay, you guys are listening to Alwani Rock. Today we are going to talk about a topic that is heavily debated on a lot of social media platforms, for example Twitter. So Joshua, do you know what LGBT is?
Yes, I am quite aware of what LGBT is.
Okay, and what does LGBT stand for?
I think it stands for lesbian, gay, bisexuals and transgender.
Nowadays, the LGBT community showing off their love freely on social media such as Instagram, and they are not embarrassed to tell the society that they are different from others. Joshua, what is your opinion on this matter?
I think it is no problem. I mean, okay. First of all, I don't think that it is quite an issue if we look at it globally, because a lot of countries, although it is quite taboo and unaccepted in many Asian countries, a lot of European countries are very accepting of the LGBT people. So if we look at that context, I think it shouldn't be a problem, because even their countries, don't really prohibit or disallow them to, you know, express themselves on social media. However, if you take a look at where we are in Malaysia, I think that is quite the opposite, because we have not really progressed to the point where we are accepting of LGBT people. So with them showing off, like you said, with them showing off their interests with the same gender attraction, I think it could lead to something that is quite atrocious or bad.
I mean, it's love is love and we cannot do nothing about it, etc. Right. We human got instinct and we cannot change it or just wipe it away. And same goes to feelings. But I am not supporting this LGBT community 100%. If they are marching their rights in Malaysia, I would totally oppose it. Why? Because that is wrong. Am I right? Okay, so, but still, if they are needing help, I will surely help them. It is not that I hate or detest them so much that I would let them suffer alone. No. But maybe Joshua might have different opinion from me.
At a certain extent, I do agree with what you have just said, where love is love and feeling a feeling, instinct. Mm. We were born with this attraction, you know. Nobody really chooses to be attracted to the same gender. But talking about how in Malaysia where LGBT will be accepted, I do also agree that it will be quite a challenge. It almost seems like it is an impossible thing to be done, because Malaysia is not very accepting of LGBT people, because first of all, the majority of people in Malaysia are Muslims, and as we all have come to realize, as we all have come to know, Islam prohibits homosexuality. So I think that is quite an impossible task to be done.
Joshua, I agree with you that you stated just now that Islam is prohibited in Islam. No, what I mean is Islam prohibits the homosexuality, right?
Yeah, Islam prohibits homosexuality.
And since it has their own consequences,
yeah.
Okay. Can you share the consequences from homosexuality?
Yes, sure. So when we talk about homosexuality, I think it is a very popular stigma when people would associate homosexuals with HIV and AIDS and all. Right. So, but one thing needs to be put in the open. Homosexuality and sodomy are two completely different things. While homosexuality refers to the person's instincts and feelings, sodomy actually refers to the act of having sex with a man and another woman.
Man.
Same gender. Yeah. Same gender sex. That is exactly what I meant. So, of course, sodomy does not only restrict to a man and a man. It can also happen between a woman and a man, right?
Yes.
So, the consequences of sodomy, if we look at it, of course, people will be more likely to get affected with HIV or AIDS, stuff like that, right? But heterosexual couples also could
get infected
with it. Although, I guess homosexual couples, if they engage in that activity, they would be put more at risk compared to heterosexual couple when they have sex. Yeah, I think so. That's it.
Okay. So I guess this is all from us.
Yeah. I guess
okay. So stay tuned. But hopefully
we'll get to see each other again.
So that's all from Albany Rock, and thank you for listening.